You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Todd Hatton and by Kathy Hodge from the Humane Society of Callaway County.
Hey, thanks, Austin. It looks, Kathy, as though you have brought us the perfect antidote for a cold, dreary Wednesday.
I think you're right.
Howie, what's the nickel description of Howie?
His mom is a golden retriever, and he doesn't look anything like that. He's got the fluffy coat of a golden retriever puppy, but he's black with cute little white spot on his nose and white front paws and a little bit of white on his chest. And so his coat, I think, and his size and general look is going to be golden retriever, but he's going to have a pretty shiny black coat, looks like.
Now, excuse me. getting a little bit of attention from Howie. But he is, I just can't get over how much, Howie, stop that.
It tickles when that little tongue comes off your chin, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But he just seems to be such, what's the word, affectionate. I mean, he just wants to come up and curl up in your lap.
He is in amazingly so, really, because he's just 8 weeks old and hasn't had a great deal of handling. But all of the litter is just very social. There's five of them, and they're all really social. He's particularly so. He will walk away from his siblings to go find what people are there, you know, so he can see what see if they won't hold him for a while. And he's been nuzzling all the necks of everybody that's picked him up, and he really doesn't want to necessarily be on the floor. He really would rather be up in somebody's arms.
I think that may be a little different right now because he wants to get down and look around.
He's been playing. We've been watching him, and he's just so relaxed here at the station. Not too many of the puppies are so relaxed that they'll just get down and play, and he's been quite ready to do that.
Yeah. Well, far be it from me to stand and say, I will put you down now if you be good. Well, of course you'll be good. What am I saying? Well, put you down and see what you want to get into there.
There's five of them, and the mom is a beautiful reddish golden retriever, just a lovely, lovely dog. We don't know who the dad is, but the dad pretty sure was a black dog from the looks of all the kids. They've all got real pretty, healthy looking black coats. Their pictures are up on Pet Finder with a lot of our other puppies. It seems like we're right in the middle of a fall, early winter puppy season. We've got a litter of Jack Russell puppies that are just turning 6 weeks old, and a litter of some kind of puppies, we're not quite sure yet, that were just born on Sunday.
Wow.
Then we've got another litter the mom is a miniature border collie. Don't know what the dad is, but they're adorable little things, and they're just now 6 weeks old. There's just way too many puppies and pregnant dogs right now. So we will certainly take all we can in, with our foster program and try to get them homes or get them out to rescues. We'll do all we can to do that, but there's just too many. So, if you haven't spayed or neutered your own dog, please do that.
Now's the time.
And if you've got neighbors that maybe haven't, might qualify for our program at the Humane Society, we've got a program called Fix for Life that pays for half the cost of spaying or neutering a family pet if you meet certain income qualifications or if you've taken in a stray that you didn't really intend to take, we'll help with rescue situations like that. So if you're in Callaway County, we'd certainly encourage you to call us and see if that might help. Or we have a lot of folks that we talk to that will help someone else in their neighborhood. Maybe they know that someone down the road has a dog that they really love and they're taking good care of in terms of just general care, but they can't afford to have it spayed or neutered. And I'm just always so grateful and makes me feel so good, when people will step up and say, well, my dogs have been spayed or neutered for 20 years, feels like, or at least the last 5 or 10, and we can help somebody else. So if you can do that, that would be wonderful, too. We're glad to help.
Even as much as it produces dogs like Howie, it's a health issue, really, when you get right down to it.
It is. It's a very difficult situation. And the worst case scenario, of course, is that so many animals all across Kentucky and all across the country are euthanized that are healthy and sweet and kind and have no issues whatsoever. The numbers are just still too great, no matter how much transporting we do to rescues all over the place, and lots of other, you know, people are doing that all over the country, trying mm-hmm. to get these animals into places where there's homes for them. But no matter how much moving and doing and working everybody, you know, tries to put together, it's still, this numbers are still too great. So spaying and neutering is still that, you know, that ultimate solution. So we want to help with that whenever we can.
And then there's Howie and finding a home for Howie.
Absolutely.
And right now, Howie's home is right on top of my shoe. He is he's curled up and just passed right out.
And I think he's going to be one of those dogs. It's going to, I mean, although he's going to want to sit next to you or beside, mm-hmm. you know, or on your foot, as the case may be. As he gets older, it'll probably be better to have him on your foot than
yes.
in your lap, probably,
yes.
but because he's probably going to be a, you know, good-sized dog. Mm-hmm.
But he just is so very good. Temptation. I would have to clear that. Well, what else
right.
do we have going on with the Humane Society?
Well, we had our holiday bazaar this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Had a really, really wonderful event. Lots of people donated to it. Lots of people came and bought things. And so that those two things together certainly make a wonderful bazaar. But we also, a portion of the bazaar is still to come because we have our holiday online auction.
Mm-hmm.
So we have wonderful gift certificates and gift items of all sorts that are going to be posted on our website on Tuesday the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And on Tuesday, then, you'll have until December the 6th to make bids on those items. You do it by email. Everything's right there handy. I don't think anybody will have any trouble with it. Try not to make it too technologically advanced because we want to keep it simple for ourselves and for everyone that's trying to bid. But hopefully, a lot of people, hope you will go on there and check it out and see what you, if particularly the folks that didn't get to come to the bazaar. Not everybody's free on a Saturday when
that's
we have
true.
The bazaar. And so we have lots of folks who just look forward to the auction as an extension of the bazaar. So again, that starts on the 18th of November mm-hmm. and goes through the 6th of December. And our website is For the Pets, just all spelled out, mm-hmm. forthepets.org, and everything will be right there on the homepage. So that's our next thing.
And I notice you have photos with Santa, with a very familiar-looking Santa
yeah,
in the photograph.
I thought you might know that one. That's our favorite Santa Bob. We have Santa Bob and Santa Mike. We are very fortunate to have two great Santas that I tease them, and I think they enjoy doing the photos with the animals more than do the photos with the people. So, and whether they enjoy it more or not, I don't truly know, but they love doing the photos with the animals, and the animals certainly love them, so
mm-hmm.
they have a real knack for it, and certainly we're fine with people bringing people to be in these pictures too. It's not exclusive to the animals, but they are particularly good with the dogs and cats, and we have had a chicken or two. We've had a miniature horse come in, you know, so we don't discriminate, you know. The whole gamut of animals is good, so
uh-huh.
we're glad to have the all of them come in. And we do photos with Santa on December the 13th. It's
mm-hmm.
on a Saturday. We do it at the Weeks Community Center, where our senior citizens is here in Murray on Poplar Street, and it's from 11 to 4. The donation is $10, and you get a framed 4x6 photo, you know, to take with you as you leave. And if you purchase one of those photos, you're welcome to bring your own digital camera if you want to make photos of your, you know, for yourself. If you want to have some to post, and we'll also be happy to share the photos by email. So for $10, that's a lot of photo opportunities with Santa. And like I said, I don't think we could have better Santas ever than we do. So I think everybody would enjoy it if you just want to get out and have fun getting your photos of your animals made with Santa.
Well, if you're in the market for a pet this Christmas, and that's going to be another big thing coming up.
Certainly.
And you'll want to do a lot of homework and a lot of research and make sure that you're ready for a puppy in your home in this holiday season. But if you have, and you are, there's a puppy I can think of that would be fantastic.
Yep, he's going to be ready for someone just here in another week or so. He's going to be ready to be adopted, I think. So, and he's got, like I say, four other siblings. All of their names start with H. So if you get on the website and look, they're all the H's on the website. They're all siblings of Howie.
Well, Howie has worked small miracles here at the station so far. Any stress you've had is gone. It's just gone. Absolutely adorable. Yeah. Well, thank you for bringing Howie by.
Thank you for having us. We enjoy it every month.
And letting us know what's going on with the Callaway County Humane Society. Kathy Hodge, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.